Now it's time for a locker room chat, and I am joined by Riverside Girls basketball coach Craig Burns after a couple of close victories. And coach, nothing like a couple of close wins to get your heart rate up.
Oh, yeah. I was telling a lot of people, I'm like, well, I'm old, but by the end of the season, I'm going to be twice my age.
I tell you what, I mean, that first win you guys win on the road, 52-46 at Troy. Just your overall thoughts on that win.
Well, we went in, you know, kind of looked at last year's videos, and you know, we beat them. Well, I wasn't the coach then, but the team beat them by like 20 or so. But the girls at practice, they kept saying, and they have this young lady named Harper, you know, and said she's really good. I said, okay, so no film on this young lady. And then when we started playing, it was real quick that she's tough. She can get buckets, you know, shoot three, handle the ball, penetrate it. She was tough. So we stuck with it, you know, our defense, and we finally kind of fell. They had some other young ladies that could shoot the three. They really knocked down some threes on us.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were able to put up quite a few points as well. What was working right for you guys offensively?
Well, really, it's just, I think right at the beginning, we got out and we ran our fast break, and our secondary fast break. That kind of helped us get some easy buckets because, you know, with Taylor, they try to double team her a lot. So we try to get out and run and get her posted up with, you know, with some space. And that kind of helped us out at the beginning. Then we had some huge shots off the bench. Some players, our freshman, Nyla Duncan, she came in and hit a couple of big shots. And a role player, Katie Groom, she hit some big shots too. So, and with Holly, she was playing defense on the Hopper for them ladies. She played the whole game. Iron, she was a warrior, you know. She played the whole game for us, playing D on her, so... So that helped out quite a bit for us to pull out that victory.
Yeah, and then so you guys win a shootout, 52-46 against Troy. And then last night you guys went at home in a slugfest in a low-scoring contest, 36-33. What does that say about your team, your guys' ability to adjust and be able to roll with the punches?
That is coming out great for us early in the season, you know. And we have our shooting shirts and it says leave on the back of it. And I think with those type of games and pulling out those type of games there, it's going to help our belief in our system and what we're trying to put in and what we're trying to establish with the players.
Now you guys start to get ready for your Big 7 contest against Jefferson West. What are some things you know about Jeff West and about this league?
Well, looking at some of the film, and I'm not sure how many players they've lost right now. I've heard they've lost some seniors. But they will, like, two-gap you on offense and then make space so they can get their driving lanes. And so we're really going to have to trust. Because we try to play like a pack line. So, you know, once you play in that, you get further away from your player that you're guarding. So you have to kind of trust that to make sure you're in that help position. So that's one of the things I noticed about them, handling the ball, and they attack the basket. So you got to have to be ready for that, sure.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time here, and best of luck against your opponent from the Big 7, Jefferson West, on Friday.
Okay. Thank you for your call, and thank you for your support of the Northeast Sports League.
That was Craig Burns, the Riverside Girls Head Basketball Coach, here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.